we join Adrian Bridge, Managing Director of our program partner Taylor's Port, as he takes us through the latest in the series of 20 Steps to Making Port. Tonight, cooperage, the art of making and maintaining casks and barrels.
So, good evening, Adrian Bridge from Taylor's Port once again, and tonight we're talking about cooperage. The particular important part of cooperage, of course, is the small cask used for aging the tawnies. Each one of these takes about 600 litres of port, if you remember. And the idea of that, of course, is you've got this large surface area of wood compared to the volume of the wine. But each of these casks, because they're moved at least once a year as the wines are emptied out and then they're refilled, that is the moment when we inspect them and perhaps fix them. Each cask is made up of about 32 to 36 individual staves, and quite often those staves will break or be cracked. And so before reusing, what the coopers will do is take the cask apart, will actually then replace any damaged staves and put the whole thing back together. It's an ancient skill, and it's a skill that is nowadays, sadly, perhaps only known by very few people. But remember, one of the things we're looking at with port is that we're not using new wood, so they're reusing and remaking all these old barrels in order to make sure that they are in perfect condition for aging tawny.